Once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Insight on this gorgeous Wednesday night. Neil, we haven't had a clean start to any show yet.
Because you refused to talk when I point to you.
Well, yeah, but it was still going on. There was music.
That's okay. You're allowed to talk over the intro when nobody's saying anything.
Oh, but I want people to pay attention to me, Neil.
What?
See?
Exactly.
So here we are on this gorgeous Wednesday night. And I can't think of any place that two young ladies would rather be than in here talking to me. Right?
Yep.
So, we have in studio a couple of volunteers from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. And they're also daughters of the director of the Cancer Association, which I think is how they had to either clean the house or come up here and do this this radio spot here. But we have Angela and Madison. Well, we have Angela Meeks and Madison Heitkamp. Hello, ladies.
Hello. Hi.
And I tell you what, it works best if, like, the microphone is right in front of you there.
Yep. So, yeah, so, move it around. Yeah. So, yep, there you go.
Okay. So we'll try it again.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Hello, ladies.
Howdy.
Oh, see, that's perfect. Very good. So, first we'll ask Madison because she's the youngest member of the bunch. So, what grade you in, Madison?
I'm a sophomore
at
Fort Recovery.
And how long have you been involved in this whole thing?
Like 9 years.
Okay, wait. If you're a sophomore, you're 16.
Yeah, since I've been 7.
No kidding.
Yep.
So over those 9 years, what have you done? You know, like, what have been some of the little things that you've helped with?
Well, at first I was just a member of a team. Yeah. A member of the team, and I would just get small donations, like 100. And then 2 years ago, I became a team captain and for Hope Fest, and I started getting a lot more donations. Actually, last year, my team got the most donations and sold the most chicken dinners. So,
no kidding.
So about how much is the team with the largest? About how much is that?
Last year, we did a little over 6,000, but this year, we already surpassed that.
Oh, no man. Kidding.
That's awesome.
So as a captain... So you've been captain for a couple of years now. So as a captain, what extra responsibilities does that put on you?
Mainly getting registration ready and just roping together a team, getting their shirts and making sure they get their donations and keeping them in check, making sure they have raffle tickets, chicken dinners, whatever they need. So it's just keeping everything together.
Fantastic. And the team that you have, are they a lot of your high school friends?
No, actually, most of them are my siblings. We got a big family, so.
Oh, cool. Fantastic. Well, and speaking of siblings, I'll ask Angela. So I'm assuming that you've been involved for 9 years, too?
Yep. When Mom became the director, we all started volunteering happily.
So, and we had better give Valerie a shout out here. Valerie Heitkamp is the current director and has been for, you know, 9 years, the Cancer Association. So so you've kind of followed along the same path as far as going from you helping out to being a captain, or, you know, what are your responsibilities?
I kind of just help out where I can. No, don't do as much as my siblings do, but fill in where I'm needed.
Yeah, well, and I think it's important to note that you're also married now, correct?
Yes.
And you live south of Bluffton.
Yep, about 40 minutes
Indiana.
Away.
Very good. So
it's Bluffton, Indiana?
Yep.
Yep.
So I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk about Hope Fest 2024, which is coming up in just a couple of weeks. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who is dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent Simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Are you ready for another year of winning, fun, and excitement? Well, brace yourselves, because the Win on the Wabash is back this August, and it's bigger and better than ever. You could be the lucky winner of some incredible prizes at the event, but you gotta be in it to win it. Visit our website, wowraffle.com, to get your toe and go and pre-event 50-50 raffle tickets today. Then prepare to groove to the beats of Nico Moon and be blown away by that arena rock show. Non-stop entertainment that'll have you dancing all weekend long. Campsites and general admission sales begin April 1st on our website. That's right, April Fool's Day. No jokes here, just pure unadulterated fun. So what are you waiting for? Book your campsite, get your tickets, and get ready to say wow at the Win on the Wabash, August 23rd and 24th in Fort Recovery.
Insight, talking to Angela Meeks and Madison Heitkamp from the Mercer County Cancer Association, or I guess Cancer Association of Mercer County. And we're talking about the upcoming Hope Fest. And it seems like this thing has been going on for a long, long time. So, like, when did this start?
26 years ago would be the
26
first one.
Years ago. So 1999, 1998 then.
Oh, it'd be 98.
Yep. Yeah, somewhere in there.
And then it is at the, where's it at?
It's at the Wally Post Athletic Complex, the St. Henry track.
Very good. And so let's take me through what all is included at the Hope Fest. What is the process there?
Well, it runs from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. At 6:45, they have a survivor celebration, which is basically like all the survivors go in the bleachers, and mom will just go and say some stuff about them, and then they do a walk around the track, and it's just it's in memory and honor of them. And then later on in the night, they will pull the raffle tickets that is like a, this year it's a gift card galore, but then they also start reading the blocks, which is something else you can buy. It's in memory and honor of people that have had cancer.
And that's so many people anymore, isn't it? It's
yep.
incredible.
And I believe, I think that list is the same list that she sends to all the radio stations. And like I usually record like 25 names at a time, and there's over 1,000. And at the bottom of each hour, sometime next week, we'll start running those for about 2 weeks. WCSM will... toward the end of the month is when they usually do theirs, around Memorial Day-ish, and they'll read a few names at a time. And WRKD, I don't remember exactly what they do, but they also do some things, and I think WKKI might also do something. But those names get read. That started in the COVID year because they couldn't have the Hope Fest where people could all be there and see all of this, so it turned out to be really good for us to record it and for WCSM to say some names, and so we just kept on doing that. So I think that's a really neat thing. It takes me a while to record the names, but I think it's great. I think it's one of the best things we do.
And so this is from 4 to 11, and it's when?
It is Friday, May 10th.
A week from Friday.
Friday, May 10th. And so, is there food available if you want to get a burger or hot dog?
So, throughout the last month or two, chicken dinner tickets have been sold. But when you're at the event, there is also concessions.
Oh, good.
And all of those proceeds do go back to the Cancer Association from the concessions.
And is it too late to get a chicken dinner ticket?
Chicken dinner tickets ended Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, they ended Saturday, but you had to have it turned in today. So
okay.
It's just a minute too late.
Yeah. I missed that on those. And then, how does the Cancer Association, besides the chicken dinner tickets, how does the Cancer Association make money at this?
So those blocks and names that we were talking about, those sell, and you get a physical block posted on this side of the track fence. So you'll walk along the track, and you'll see the list of everyone's name. So those blocks sell for
$5.
$5 a piece.
Okay.
There's
$10 raffle tickets, which is the gift card galore. You can buy those up until whenever the raffle is drawn. And then there's also purse raffles. And then there's just regular donations as well.
Fantastic. So, and then there. Let's see. I think Madison, you're captain of a team, right?
Yeah.
So each team also gets donations that would go towards this, correct?
Yeah, there's 17 teams, so.
And about how many is on each team, or does that vary?
The most you can have is 15, but like my team, we had less than that. Like it all depends on who you all know and who's all willing to be on the team.
And then that team like walks for the entire 7 hours?
You don't have to walk the whole 7 hours. Whenever you can, that's it. It's all just in dedication of them, so you don't have to walk the whole 7 hours. I did 30,000 steps last year, but it's all just how much you can walk, especially if you have a lot of kids.
30,000 steps.
I did that last year.
I've been taking 30,000 steps since I was born. Holy moly.
I bet I did 30,000 steps last year.
Yeah.
Yep, that's about
in a year.
About 100 a week or 100 a day. Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah.
I think I did that.
That's incredible. So then, where is like this the biggest money maker for the Cancer Association?
This is the biggest fundraiser that they do.
Yep. Good. And then, like, where does the money go? What's it used for?
So the Cancer Association helps out with medical bills, prescriptions, mileage reimbursement, ostomy supplies, wigs, prosthesis, and professional counseling.
Fantastic. Okay, so if I am out there listening, and either I or a loved one is going through this, what's the best way to contact somebody to seek assistance?
So to be a client of the Cancer Association, to reside in, you have to be in Mercer County, and then there's just a simple application that needs to be filled out, which you can find on their website. And you need a physician's proof of illness form, and it has to be signed by a doctor.
Okay. And then from there, then they'll assist you with like a mileage reimbursement check or finding a prosthesis or the things that you had mentioned. Once you contact them, they confirm that you qualify, then they can kind of lead you in the right direction, correct?
Yes. Mom will be at the office Monday through Thursday. I think
9:30 to 4:30.
So you can stop in. That's 218 South Main Street, Salina, Ohio.
It's in the sideways little strip of buildings there, kind of across from, I can't remember the name of the speakeasy thing.
Yeah.
On South Main Street, just maybe a couple of blocks south of the courthouse.
Okay.
So you'll see.
There's that kind of like parking lot.
Yeah, parking lot. And it. Building. Yeah, so instead of those buildings facing the street, they face that parking lot. I think there's four businesses, offices, / things. So if you're trying to look for it, you might not see it because it faces to the north and you'll be looking to the east. But if you see that parking lot kind of in the middle of where a parking lot maybe shouldn't belong, it's those buildings that face that parking lot. So it's pretty easy to find, and they have, in addition to things, they have really good advice for people. They can tell you, maybe you need to check with this group to see if you can get some more funding or help, or there's all kinds of things that they help you with that besides just funding and supplies. It's just a really, really good thing that they do.
Yeah. So other than the Hope Fest, what are some of the other events or activities that the Cancer Association puts on to try to raise money?
So, like, there's board members, and a lot of times the board members will volunteer at places like the Stone Tiger Challenge or Girls Night Out, Guys Night Out, the Wally Post Open. So they just volunteer and they get donations from that. But like Guys Night Out and Girls Night Out, it's not so much a donation to them, but it's their dedication in honor of like the people that have had cancer in Mercer County.
You mentioned the Stone Tiger Challenge. What is that?
It's karate.
Karate. So it's a karate contest or
yeah.
Performance or really? And where's that usually held?
It's at Parkway High School.
No kidding. I mean, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a picturing Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Probably to a lesser degree, I'm guessing. Yeah.
It's all age range. All yeah. age range is there.
So I tell you what, I think it's important to kind of guide people towards the Cancer Association of Mercer County website too, because literally anything that you want to know, you can probably find on that website.
Yeah, Mom's been really working on the website, getting it more up to date so that when people go there, they can find what they need. She has it very organized.
Yes. So... and that website, do you guys know what that website is?
I just look up Cancer Association of Mercer County and click on the link.
Yeah, if you start typing it in, it'll populate itself, and then you can just click on it. Now, they also have a Facebook page, so you want, and you can get to the website from the Facebook page, but if you click the Facebook page, you'll still get good information. But if you look specifically for the one with a .com or .org, I don't remember which one it is, you'll find their entire website. So yeah, it's just really
fantastic. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and kind of touch again on the Hope Fest and all the other events. And you mentioned the Wally Post Open. I think that's this summer. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Since 1989, Case IH Maxim Series tractors have earned a reputation for longevity, reliability, and productivity. Find out how the latest generation of Maxim can raise your productivity at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Start with the Active Drive 8 dual-clutch transmission, delivering a wider range of working speeds without torque interruptions or manual gear changes. And with models ranging from 116 to 145 horsepower plus a two-wheel drive option, there's a Case IH Maxim Series tractor to meet your needs. To learn more, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
What an incredible episode of the podcast we have in store. And especially on an election year, this is going to be very insightful.
Thanks for having us, Joe.
I just want to start by saying an incredible event is happening in Fort Recovery, Ohio, during the world-famous Harvest Jubilee.
Oh, yes, the second year of the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament. I heard last year went so great, they're doing it again.
Dodgeball tournament?
Yes. It's incredibly embarrassing you aren't aware. It's the 18-plus dodgeball tournament happening Saturday, June 15th. Get your team of 6 to 8 and sign up at FortRecoveryJubilee.com/dodgeball.
There will even be a youth tournament the Friday before. More information on that and other updates will be posted on the Battleground Shootout Dodgeball Tournament Facebook event page.
So go follow that.
You guys didn't just come here to promote a dodgeball tournament in Ohio, did you?
Yes. Correctamundo.
Now we're back.
Yes, we are back.
Okay. Insight. Talking to Angela Meeks and Madison Heitkamp from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. And we're talking about the Hope Fest 2024, the 26th annual Hope Fest. And it is at the
Wally Post Athletic Complex
in St. Henry, Henry, Ohio. From what time? What time?
4 to 11.
Is it? So it's probably too late to get a team signed up.
Yeah,
right?
You sign up way earlier, like March.
Okay, but if like somebody wants to go and walk and make a donation just from a spur of the moment, are they allowed to do that?
Yes, they will be plenty of places to give donations at the track and plenty to do. There is a kitty tent and face painting if you want to bring the young ones. Also a bounce house. And the bounce house is usually pretty popular.
I believe that. Well, and I'll tell you what, especially it looks like the weather is going to be very nice. I know there have been years when you guys have probably froze your butt off out there or got really, really wet.
Yeah, last year it rained.
Yeah. So, you know, I really can't think of a better way to spend a Friday evening then to go out there. And this disease has touched literally every family in the county. And to take a half hour or an hour and show up at the Wally Post complex and take a walk and make a donation. Think about your loved one. Thank the good Lord above.
Yep.
It's time very well spent, I would say.
Yep. And part of the thing is, and you kind of were talking about it too, but number one, it's not a race. It's you just go and walk however much you're going to walk. And if you want to go and just make a donation, if you're not on a team, you can just go and make a donation. Or if you feel like you want to do some of the walking and or make a donation, all of that is greatly appreciated because you're supporting the cause and getting more people involved. And it's just a really good thing. And they do such a really good job of taking care of people in our area that are going through any kind of cancer problems. And even if you're not eligible for some of the actual benefits, again, as I mentioned, they have lots of advice for you.
So you ladies also mentioned some other fundraisers or groups that were doing things that also benefits the Cancer Association.
Yeah, the ones we usually get asked to volunteer at, those are the ones I know of. There's a lot more than what I'm going to say, but the VFW does the cancer dance, and I think they do a ATV poker run, and there's a few others throughout the year. There used to be the tailgate for cancer. I don't know if they're doing that this year, but there's other groups who decide, hey, we're having this fundraiser and we want to make the proceeds go to the Cancer Association, and mom will work with them to get that all sorted out.
And then did you also mention a corn maze?
It's held in like cold water. It's very popular around this area. They send out a lot of donations to just random places, nonprofit organizations, and the Cancer Association happens to be one of them. And what we do to help out so that it's more likely to earn the donation is some people, like board members, will go and volunteer at them.
Fantastic. You mentioned the board members, and I know I'd be putting you on a spot to name all of them, but could you name a few that you can think of?
The president this year is Pam Hoing. I think she's from Salina.
Yeah.
But there's, I don't want to say because I'll probably list past ones or people that just volunteer a lot. So,
well, I tell you what, it is certainly worth giving this group and the board a shout out because they've done fantastic things for a whole bunch of people. So that's. Do you have any idea how the Cancer Association got started or when?
I know it was a group of people who were members of another cancer group, and they wanted to see the money stay local. So they started the Cancer Association so they could keep the money in Mercer County and help out people they know and neighbors and friends and family. Fantastic. With their cancer journey.
Ladies, you can tell your mom you did a hell of a job tonight. Okay, and I hope she is listening, right?
She said she would be.
All right. So, Mom, I told Madison that she was free of any housework for like the next couple of weeks. So, you have to cut her a break here. So, anything else to add?
Show up. It's a great time. Bring your lawn chairs, blankets. Just come out and enjoy it.
Well, I tell you what, you guys are impressive young ladies. It's interesting as you talk to different people that get involved in you, different things. And, it can't help but to help carve the type of people that you grow up to be when you're part of this, things like this at a young age. And you two are both very impressive. And you, I wish you great things the rest of your high school career. And you win a trophy at the cross country meet on Thursday.
Track meet, yeah.
Track meet, yes. And Angela, I wish you nothing but fantastic things too.
Thank you. You too, Jack.
So I tell you what, stay tuned. We have some representatives from the Merchants Cruise Inn, I think, from the Fort Street Car Group, right?
Yep.
So stay tuned for that. They'll be with me right after this.
The Village of Fort Recovery is having its annual spring cleanup day for our village residents on Saturday, May 18th. They start picking up the items very early that day, so please have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. You'll need to have your small items bundled or boxed, and you can't have items longer than 6 feet long. They cannot pick up tree limbs or yard waste, wet paint cans, tires, railroad ties, bricks, rocks, construction waste, or concrete items of any kind. Appliances and other metal items will be picked up. All mattress, sofa, and chair items will require a tag that can be purchased ahead of time at the village office and will not be picked up without a tag. Get your pickup items ready. Spring cleanup day for village residents will be on Saturday, May 18th, and you will need to have your items at the curb by 5 a.m. Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Indians will head to New Bremen for an MAC baseball game against the Cardinals. On Friday, they'll play at Anna. On Saturday, they'll host the Rushi Raiders in a doubleheader beginning at 11. Get out to all the games you can this week and help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Fort Recovery Merchants Spring Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 10th, presented by the Fort Street Car Classics Car Club. From 6 to 9 p.m., the Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and great oldies playing all evening. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 10th from 6 to 9.
We're back. Insight. We're back. Fantastic talking to the young ladies from the Cancer Association of Mercer County. But now we welcome in the studio some old friends of ours. I think we've been talking to the Streetcar Classic people for several years now, I believe.
Yep.
And this time we welcome in Mr. Randy Hoying, Miss Jane Weitzel from the Fort Streetcar Classics. Hello, guys.
Hello. Hi, Joe.
Things are starting to get busy again, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, I tell you what, we have the Merchants Cruise Inn coming up. When's that?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. From what time to what time?
Six to nine, but there'll be cars there by 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And so, this is one of the earlier opportunities for these guys to probably get things dusted off and to show them.
Yes.
So when, like, you've got a car that has been kind of put away since the 1st of November or so, okay, what's the process of getting it ready for the first show or the first cruise in?
Well, you always want to check fluids, you know, make sure you got water and oil, and that's all. Then check the brakes out, make sure brakes always work. I always change my oil in the fall before I put them away. So that job's done. But a lot of people do it in spring, too. So, you know, that's another thing to do. Wash, clean, yep. Wax, polish, whatever.
So what's that process? I mean, so is that a 2-week process? Is that a
It varies from person to person.
Just takes 10 minutes to do all that.
For some people, that's probably right. You're right. You know, it depends on, you know, how much detail they want to put into it. You know, yeah. Some guys, they can spend days getting the car ready, you know, washing, detailing it, polishing it, and, you know, well, the interior.
When, like, you look at these cars that are going to be on the street here in a week, I mean, those people spend a hell of a lot of time getting them in that shape and keeping them in that shape.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's more than a hobby. You know, it's a passion to them to a certain extent.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, people that play golf, you know, it's just a hobby to a certain extent. You know, and people put a lot of time into that too.
Yeah.
But it's just something we enjoy doing.
So how long have you been involved in the Fort Street cars?
I think my first year is probably 1995.
I don't know.
You go back a lot farther than I do, Jane.
Yeah, Laverne's original. We were first started the members. Club.
Yeah.
And it started like when?
I think the first cruise or the first car show was in 85 or something.
Is that right?
I think so. But I'm not positive. I don't know.
So when you started dating your husband, did like you kind of know that this was going to be part of what you were buying into?
He didn't go to car shows then. He just had souped up cars.
He had awesome cars in his.
Yeah, he had a lot of muscle cars back in those days.
Yeah. Yep. So can you give me an idea of what people can expect to see if they come up here next week?
Cool cars.
A little bit of everything. You know, you can expect anything from Model Ts, which were back in the late teens, early 20s, all the way up to new Corvettes, Mustangs.
A couple of years ago, they had a Tesla.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can check that out. A little
bit of everything.
Yep.
So, you know, what does it take to qualify a car to be in this? You know, if a guy's got a 1972 Rambler.
You're
eligible.
Yep, bring
that's
it on.
Fine. Yeah.
Give us the $10 and you can enter.
Yeah.
if you want to bring a 2009 Chevy Traverse and park it up there.
Right.
You know, it probably nobody will vote for that as their favorite, but maybe they will. So if you have something you want to show people and think somebody might appreciate it, you know, we've had probably one of the ugliest cars ever made, a Gremlin, a couple of years ago.
Oh. I can think of worse ones than that.
Oh, really? Oh,
Pontiac Aztec is right up there.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of those at all.
Yeah. So what got you started in this interest, Randy?
I think my interest started back when I was just a kid. My dad would take me out to Eldora and I'd see the old coupes. They called them sportsman class back then in stock cars. And, you know, they had 55, 57 Chevys. They were real popular for a while. And I just learned to appreciate and love old cars.
Yeah. What types of cars do you own now?
I've got a Model A, 32 Ford, 36 Ford, kind of partial to them, and a 55 Chevy just to spread it around.
Fun,
a bit.
Yeah. Oh, how cool, Jane? What about you guys? What will you bring up to the show, or what types of things do you guys have?
He has his 84 pickup truck that he brings up. He'll probably bring that up. Because we can load everything in the back end of that.
Plus the fact that you can see it a lot of days because he drives it all the time.
Yes. And he has a 1939 Chevy coupe, and he's working on a 1967 pickup truck right now, Chevy pickup truck. And he has a 69 Camaro that hasn't seen the... been out of the garage for quite a while.
Yeah. And is that because he... I mean, he just...
He wants to work on the engine and redo some things.
Yeah. How And you know what? I've always loved walking through and seeing seeing the different makes and models and years. And, you know, you go from the 1930s and, you know, you can see how the cars change as technology changes and as they advance, and to see them look as good as they do and as well taken care of, is it's just a neat way to spend an evening.
Yeah, it's like going to a museum, really.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So the Merchant Cruise Inn, so that is a joint venture between the Streetcar Classics.
Correct.
And the Merchants, right?
Yeah.
So can you explain a little bit as far as is all the money raised just split into those two different coffers, or how's that done?
The Merchants, they aren't all Fort Recovery Merchants. There are some local merchants like Carriage Works and Ligers and a few other ones. They're local, but not all Fort Recovery. They sponsor their awards, and then we take that money and pay for the awards, and whatever other money we get, and then we donate it to a scholarship if we get an applicant. This year we do have one applicant.
Awesome.
So some years we don't get any.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because it's $500. $500 check. It doesn't go through like the colleges or anything. Yeah. So it's just $500 they can have. All they have to do is fill it out. But we don't get applicants.
No, that's for people who are specifically interested in going into mechanic stuff, or is that
mechanics, automotive?
Automotive. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So. But then the rest of the money we divvy up between local organizations.
We've gone up to like St. Peter's Neurological Center, to the fire department, police, the historical center here in town.
Cancer Society.
Right.
Yep.
Museum.
After prom.
Yeah.
Museum. Right.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So, what other activities do you guys have that would serve as, like, you know, fundraisers?
Just our cruise ins. We have one in the spring and then one in the fall. So that's all we do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk about what people will be able to kind of experience if they come up to the Cruise Inn on May 10th. So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Do you have graduation or Memorial Day parties to prepare for? Just remember that Wayne IGA has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for a roaster full of their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecued pork. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead to order their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day parties at Wayne IGA, the hometown store that saves you more. Here are the baseball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, our Indians will head to New Bremen for an MAC baseball game against the Cardinals. On Friday, they'll play at Anna. On Saturday, they'll host the Rushi Raiders in a doubleheader beginning at 11. Get out to all the games you can this week and help cheer on our Indians. But if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
We're back in sight, talking to Jane Weitzel and Randy Hoyne from the Fort Streetcar Classics. And we have a big cruise-in. So how long have you been doing cruise-ins?
I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, I'm
I think
not
we
either.
Did car shows for maybe 10 years, and we started cruise-ins sometime in shortly before that or something like that. I remember
the car shows out at Ambassador Park, and mm-hmm. then we moved yeah. down by the softball fields for yeah. a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then we came up to the streets, but after we moved from down there, we changed over to a cruise-in, so we didn't give out, you know, judged awards as such.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the main difference between a
yes.
cruise-in and a car show is yes. that there's
judging.
A car show, there it's more formal, I
right.
guess,
mm-hmm.
and there's certain things that people get judged on, like the engine or the paint or whatever.
Right.
And then I suppose there's experts from the local group that service those judges, or
the sponsors who sponsor the trophies. If they come up, they yeah. pick the car.
Yeah,
they
that's how it is now.
Yeah,
yeah. With the cruise,
that is how it is now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But if you had a show,
then you have
you'd
judges.
Have a more formal
right.
judge mm-hmm. that would.
A so-called expert,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and they would usually specialize in certain years or certain models or makes of cars, and then they're the experts supposedly, and they decide who is the best.
Okay, and then in this year's show, is there like a People's Choice Award where the people that are walking through would get to vote? There,
no,
don't okay. do that.
No. It's just up to the one who sponsors the trophy. Yeah. 1 year, we are a sponsor for Laverne's Upholstery Shop. So 1 year I picked a 64 Chevy Impala because that's what I drove when I started driving in. So that's
yep.
what I picked.
Yep.
There's no right or wrong. Nobody
there,
can
yeah.
complain. It's just whatever the merchant wants to
yeah.
pick.
And Carol Judy was telling me about, I don't know who it was, and I don't even know if she said, but there's somebody that, you know, just brought a car up. It wasn't like anything extremely special, but they took care of it and did things. And they'd been to all these car shows where they never could get any kind of anything because theirs wasn't special enough. And she was saying that this. She overheard this person saying, "I got a plaque," and it could have been just me. I'm one of the sponsors that just decided I liked that car for whatever reason. Like mm-hmm. Jane said, because she drove one back
yep.
Years ago, and I'm usually a Chevy kind of person, but I've picked other things too. I think I picked John Wendell's Studebaker convertible one time. You know, just whatever. Man, that's neat. Or, you know, John Cheeseman's 1913 semi or whatever it might be. You know, just whatever catches your eye, whatever you think is something interesting, that merchant can pick that particular vehicle for any reason they want to. Maybe it's just the color. Maybe it's because it was sitting in front of their store.
Right.
You know, that's happened with a couple of them.
So as like, we look at the activities that are going on Friday from, let's see, I think you said from 6 to 9, but cars will start showing up at 4, and we'll,
right.
there'll be quite a few in place by 5 o'clock, I'm
yeah.
I'm sure. So like, what's the activities that are involved in this?
We have a 50-50 drawing they can get involved with, or they can just come up and look at the cars. We'll have a DJ playing music and
all night long.
Well,
the whole 3 hours, maybe sometimes more.
Yeah.
I think Wendell's Barbecue is bringing up a food trailer too, are they not?
I think so, and maybe the Boy Scouts. The museum will also be open.
Yeah, the museum is on is open free of charge.
Yes.
And the car club graciously donates money to the museum so people that are here in town can go visit the museum free of charge, and that's you know, that's another great thing that you guys do. And Boy Scouts usually have popcorn and some other stuff there, and they'll walk through the crowd with stuff.
Yeah,
and it's just it's one of my favorite things. I love it.
Yeah. So where will these cars be coming from? Are these all local cars? Do they come from Greenville, Bug Tussle, California?
Sometimes we get them away as far as an hour away. I mean, Newcastle, Indiana, different places.
Yep.
Sometimes, a lot of them from Greenville sometimes. Yep. But you'd be surprised how many of the cars just from Fort Recovery that are not members of our club that come.
Really?
Yes.
It's amazing how many cars are around the area.
Yes.
You know, you don't see them very often, but, you know, they're around yet.
And are, like, most of those more the Corvette-type things? Or are they all shapes and sizes?
No. All different shapes and sizes.
There's 442s, there's 57 Chevys, there's just lots and lots of things. There's things like Dean Zeringer has a rat rod that's just kind of a throw a whole bunch of pieces together, and it's kind of usually not painted, and just some jalopy thrown together that you know, it's kind of neat. And then, like, his dad has the old Ford truck that he made to look old. It looks like it has old paint on it, but it's new-ish paint. And, you know, just things like that. Kim Day at Napa has a similar type of vehicle. It's not the same kind of truck, but it's an older truck with that's made to look old. And Ted Homan has similar thing. There's a lot of just all kinds of neat stuff. I love it because I remember back in the old days, most of the muscle cars were racing around Fort Recovery in the late 60s, early 70s.
So do we know yet how many cars will be up here, or is that going to be dependent on the weather? Or?
Big time.
Is that right?
That makes a big difference, weather, yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you have bad weather, we can have
14 cars.
Yep. I think it was our lowest.
Yeah.
It's like snowing.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago, and it was
really bad.
It was windy, it was cold, and either raining or snowing. It was just awful.
Well,
and then other times, you know, you get nice weather, we've had over 200 cars.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So. Now, I was thinking it was last fall where you had a hell of a turnout, I think. I mean, it just seemed like there were cars from in front of Napa all the way down in front of Hastings.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
And I think one of those big years, they actually had cars in the Hastings lot.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of running out of places to go, because they had already gone down past Ted Homan's house, and so they had to have somewhere else to go. So
are the merchants going to be open?
Some will be
on that Friday.
Some will be.
Some of them definitely will be.
Okay.
I think Cop Pharmacy stays open a little longer, and some of the other ones, at least till 6-ish. If there's people going in and out of their stores, they know it's a good thing to stay open. Even if those people aren't actually buying things that night, they see a lot of things and come back
at a later date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do we need one more break, Neil?
We can do that when we finish with them, and then go to Randy if you want to do it that way.
Okay,
so
good.
If you want to finish up with them, we can do that, and then we'll take the break.
Yeah. So let's touch on the details of this one more time. So the date of the cruise-in is
Friday. May 10th.
Friday, May 10th, from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
Correct.
if you show up early, there will probably be cars there that you'll be able to look at.
Right.
The evening includes a DJ, possibly a food vendor, I think.
Yes.
You know?
But the restaurants are all open, and
yeah,
of course, you might have better luck with the food vendors because the restaurants are packed all the time.
Yeah.
No matter how many restaurants we have.
Well, we've only got one right now. Well, two counting.
Tin cupboard.
And, yep. You know, and sometimes, and I don't know if they're going to do it this year, but sometimes the Wayne IGA has had food out where you can get some too. But, yeah, it's just, but they're always busy.
And so to register, can they register the day of the event?
Yes, we don't pre-register. It's okay, just come that night and register.
Whoever shows.
Yep.
Very good. Am I missing anything?
No. If you like to look at cars,
it's a place
come on
go.
Up.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. I do. I love it.
So, well, I tell you what, we appreciate not just you guys taking the time to come up here and to talk about this, but for over 30 years, probably 40 years, you guys have been doing good things in the community, and
you look at the community, there's so much to be proud of in this area.
Yeah.
We've got so much history and so many things, like the Opera House project going on now, the murals that they have painted, the Brick Street, how well that's been maintained.
Yep.
You know, and you've guys done a great job in supporting us, too, over the years, so we appreciate that, and thanks for having us.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. Anything we can do to help promote things like this, so there's just that's what we're here for.
So, Friday night, 6 to 10, it's, I think, the first day that the museum is open for the year, I think.
Yeah, they're open the first weekend, so they'll be open this coming weekend.
Okay, but they are going to be open
free of charge
next Friday during this time.
Yes,
free of charge.
Yes,
and you know that's something that everybody ought to take advantage of. Come up, check out the cars, get a sandwich, have a beer, and you'll have a hell of a good time.
Yep,
guys, I really appreciate you coming up.
Well, thanks, Jack. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break and be back with Rocker right after this.
Forge Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Forge, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Forge Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Forge Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
It's time for First Thursday Shopping at Strolls in Portland. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. for your shopping convenience this Thursday. Stock up for the holidays with 36 AA or AAA batteries for only $11. Shop Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street at the North Edge of Portland this Thursday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and receive a GE Canvas bag with your purchase. Make Strolls a stop when you're doing your holiday shopping.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Fort Recovery Merchants Spring Cruise Inn is coming up on Friday night, May 10th, presented by the Fort Streetcar Classics Car Club. From 6 to 9 p.m., the Brick Street will be lined with over 100 of the coolest cars ever made. It's one of the first events of spring here in Fort Recovery, and it's always a great time. Lots of friends, lots of unique cars, great food will be available, and great oldies playing all evening. Don't miss the annual Spring Cruise Inn on the Brick Street in downtown Fort Recovery on Friday, May 10th from 6 to 9.
Yes, I'm pointing at you, Jack. Huh?
We're back. Hey, Rocker.
Jack,
I've missed you.
Hold on a second. Are we on?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? Do you have your headphones on? Is that why you can't hear us?
Oh, I forgot about that part.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's okay.
There you go.
Now I'm back in business.
Now we're on.
What have you been up to, Rocker? Let's chat. You're ready to jump into your stuff here?
Well, because I get about 5 minutes a week.
Not today. You got an hour.
This is the Rocker hour.
Okie dokie. What we need?
No, just how you been?
Good. Bathroom at these moments, but
what's going on?
Renovation problems.
Just been pooping in the garage?
No.
Oh.
Not that drastic yet.
Oh, okay.
Remodeling. It's a slow process, but it's going to get going here hopefully soon.
They haven't started yet.
No.
Oh, you could make it faster when they get there to do it.
I'm going to stay out of their way.
Oh, I was going to say stand by them and just holler at them all the time.
Or stand there naked.
Oh yeah, that would do it.
There you go.
I don't need. I'm not cleaning up vomit.
So, you act like you've been grumpy lately. What's going on?
That doesn't help.
Yeah.
Oh.
No bathroom.
So you constipated?
No, I still take care of business.
Okay. Where do you go?
I have different places.
Poops in the garage.
We're back to that again.
What do we got to do? Anything that we can do to help?
It's being taken care of.
It is?
Yes.
Okay.
Well. Now on to the business that I'm more attributed to. It's a big word for...
That is?
That is three big words tonight, and I did too much.
Yeah, you're done.
On this day, 1939, Lou Gehrig plays his last game as a Yankee. Of course, 2 years later, he'd be pushing up daisies.
Well, you know...
That speech.
Today... I consider myself
the luckiest man in the world or something, wasn't it?
Yep. On the planet, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yep.
What was you going to say?
So, Jack? What did he die of?
Lou Gehrig's disease. Well, that's what it's called now, but at the time it was ALS.
Yep. Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Kazoo type.
Sclerosis.
That's why I went with ALS.
Yeah. That's why they named it Lou Gehrig's disease. Okay.
1952, Mr. Potato Head becomes the first toy advertised on TV. Did you have one of those, Jack?
I certainly did. Yep.
Now, by today's standard, that'd be considered very boring. A toy.
And could you actually have a Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head? Because
you can't do that anymore. You know,
the whole gender thing.
Well,
yep. We could then, can't now.
Yep.
Couldn't do it.
Yep.
Couldn't do it.
Has to be a potato thing.
Now, I know this one you're not going to give a whole lot of hoots and hell about, but.
Wait a second.
What?
So, what was your favorite toy as a child? Kid?
My mom and dad regret giving me this because I tended to record most of their conversations. They give me a... I call it the Big Red. It was the tape recorder. I thought I was Mike Wallace there as a kid. Yeah, that term came back and bit me a few times.
So who is between your mom and dad, who is the tougher talker? Dad?
Oh, mom.
Mom was,
mom, definitely.
Mom could let you have it?
I learned rather early in life to stay out of arm's length. Dad spanked me one time, and he says, I'm done with this operation.
Mm-hmm.
So he handed that over to Mom. Well, because he was on the road most of the time anyways. Not like I was a trouble child.
How about Rodney? Rodney get to paddle.
Oh, good.
Rodney got her more.
Oh, yeah. We'd be on here for another 2 hours if we talked about Rod.
So go back to your toy.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a tape recorder?
Tape recorder. Mom
and Dad having sex?
Whoa. Yeah.
It's not a video recorder, it's a tape recorder.
That's what I'm saying. Just saying.
I believe I did have Dad's Christmas greatest hits.
Mom and Dad doing it. You had Dad's greatest hits?
Yeah. Dad, when he was liquored up before church, it was interesting Saturday afternoons. If you ever known Dad, he had a lot of talents. Unfortunately, singing wasn't one of them.
Yeah.
So is he the one that taught you the cat song?
No, that was Dave Letterman.
Oh. So, all right. What's next on your list, bud?
Yeah, well, once again, this one probably won't move you too much. May 1st, 1989, Disney opens their Hollywood Studios, to the public.
Hollywood Studios. To the public.
Yes. Yeah, crickets on that one.
Yeah.
Disney. But it was the best they gave me for today.
That was in what year?
1989.
89.
So it's not too long ago.
35 years.
Year 2000, Gladiator opens starring Russell Crowe. Now, that was a good movie.
Great movie.
I mean, probably one of his best movies, for sure, except for the one where he's the boxer. A Beautiful Light or...
A Beautiful Mind?
Beautiful Mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah. But the Gladiator movie was top notch.
Yep.
Happy birthday time.
Oh boy.
Tuesday, Lori Young.
Yep.
Happy
Joe
birthday,
Schneider.
Lori. Who?
Joe Schneider. And Rob, you and Hank. Yeah.
Rob, the one that owned Wendelline, or his dad?
Ah.
I think his dad was Bob. Rob.
Today's birthday is Judy Wendell.
Yep.
And this is where Neil gets to rib me a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Jerry Cowgill Sr. and Jamie Bond villain.
Are those both relatives?
Yes.
Cousins?
One's an uncle who turned 86 today,
Whoa,
I believe.
Happy birthday.
And Friday, we got Emily Reisner, one of Neil's favorite people, Peyton Wendell, and Kevin Wendell.
Okay, and Phil
Happy
Woods is today, too. Phil Woods' birthday
Phil
today.
Woods.
Yep.
Are we ready for the citizen of the day?
Uh-oh, this is big.
This is a first timer, by the way.
So it's not me.
No. This is the co citizen of the day.
Co? So there's two of them.
Yes. This one is Harold and Kim Feeley.
Why? 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 Why?
Well deserved.
Bull crap.
Long overdue.
They are ones who came to my aid during my hour of need.
Why?
I just told you.
That's where you're pooping.
Well, you're killing me, Smalls. Yeah,
I hope it's not in their pool.
Pool is closed. Pool is closed.
Why are there baby Ruths floating in your pool?
Yeah, you'll be like...
Are we done?
Go ahead.
Done with this little dog and pony show?
Jeff, no.
No.
I'll ask you why.
I told you.
Because they came to your aid?
Yes.
Yep.
Is that good, Bubba? Still with us?
No, I'm not. I'm not happy with it. I just don't get it.
Jody was happy with it.
Really?
Oh.
Really?
Didn't see that one coming, did you,
really?
Skippy?
No.
He wanted to poop at your house, but she wouldn't let him.
I'm about to knock you out.
celebrity birthday time.
Ooh, I love celebrity birthday time. I love celebrity.
Yesterday, Jill Clayburgh turns 80.
Who?
Jill Clayburgh. Name her famous movie.
Poseidon Adventure. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Rocker. Nest.
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
She was married to somebody famous, though.
Mr. Clayburgh.
No, I think she... Charles Bronson.
That was Jill Ireland.
He's close.
Same person, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Not quite.
Hey. Oh. Jill.
Jill's dead, and this one's still with us.
Oh, well, happy birthday to her.
Kirsten Dunst is 42.
Who?
Kirsten.
Am I by myself over here?
No, but you probably should be.
Kirsten Dunst is 42. And Wonder Woman herself, Gal Gadot, is 39.
Linda Carter is Wonder Woman.
In 1970.
Tim McGraw's birthday today.
I you're rushing the bit.
Sorry, there, buddy.
See, this was yesterday's birthdays.
Sorry.
Time to put him in a home.
Yep. Shouldn't we do today's and tomorrow's instead of yesterday's and today's?
I don't know what you're doing, Jack.
Interesting.
I do.
I'm just trying to make the show better, Rocker.
I got one gig. I got one bit to do.
And we're trying to do it the best.
Yes.
Just trying to make the most of your 15 minutes of fame, big guy.
15? I've had... I'm spitting on 50. Today's birthdays? Rita Coolidge turns 79.
You're all alone.
What the hell is that?
Close the window, calm the light. That is a Rita Coolidge song.
Rita Coolidge.
You're all alone.
Either you're singing it bad, or I've never heard it.
I heard it. Now he said
it. Oh, I didn't.
And don't it make my brown eyes blue.
Tell me
that was Crystal Gale.
Okay, checking.
Tell me no lies. Give me no reason. Give me alibis. Tell me you love me.
Say goodbye.
You really don't have nothing for sports talk, do you?
Zero. We are getting to this segment's not even close to being over, because I got a lot to bring up about your top 10 ideas for the Jubilee.
Can I finish?
Yeah,
this?
Go.
Can I finish this quick?
Yeah.
Keep her going.
Ray Parker Jr. turns 70.
There's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters! Louder! An invisible man is sleeping in Rocker's bed.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Somewhere there's a free squirrel that just molested themselves.
Strange reactions to such a beautiful song.
Yes.
As Bubba mentioned 3 hours ago, Tim McGraw turns 57 today.
I like it. 57. I love it.
So how old is Faith Hill?
Very, a lot younger.
She is a lot younger?
Yes.
I bet she's 50.
I want to give Tim McGraw about a case of beer. That way, you know, she drops his happy ass and I can move on in.
You're getting that? You're going to jump in on that?
I try to anyways.
She's looking for somebody just like you.
Yep. Pretty sure that's right.
Because all it's going to take is 5 minutes and I'll be hard as a carp.
You going to die or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If she does the job right.
Oh, okay. All right.
And director Wes Anderson is 55.
Ooh, Jaws.
Really?
Not quite.
Peter
Benchley. Steven Spielberg, actually.
Oh.
Okay, so can we talk about this top 10 Jubilee ideas? Showdown Poker.
Yeah.
The return of Showdown Poker.
We've been doing Showdown Poker for years.
Not really. We've been doing pull tabs for the last umpteen years.
We used to do
and
Showdown.
And check that.
Yep.
That's Rocker's point.
Rat Roulette. What in the hell?
We do that a lot.
What? You can't steal ideas. You go to jail.
It's not stealing if it's still making Fort Recovery a profit.
You're double dipping.
Microwave wrestling. What do we throw our microwaves in a...
Micro wrestling. It's
not microwave.
Because I can't... Oh. Because we can't say the, you know, the midgets. M word. Yes, that word.
Oh, I think I just did. Sorry.
That'd be imperfectly correct.
Little people. I think some would like to be little people.
Got
no reason. Any more of their sunshine?
Yeah. Coon races.
What? same deal with the other one. If it's good for Trader Days, it's good for the
coon races, you have to have water. We have to have a pond. We don't have that. And that's coon dog races.
Anything can be made then.
DJ on Friday night.
Instead of the band? Oh, you want to dance?
No, that means more money for the Saturday night act.
You want a bigger Saturday night event?
Yes,
Beatles.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Beatles. Huh? Beatles.
The Beatles.
I heard they got new entertainment this year on Friday night. Les? No, what's
Les
the
Brown?
Mr. Brown and Jack.
Oh, Larry Brown.
Larry Brown and Jack.
Wow.
That's
cool. I play the cello.
Roger could come in with his spoons.
Yeah.
That'd pack them.
Yeah.
That would be full house.
Yeah.
For about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I gotta say, 3 minutes later, they'd all be...
They'd be crickets.
But the crickets would sound a lot like spoons.
Or that duck call there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. School bus racing.
Something different.
Yeah.
Then I was told that that probably isn't possible considering our track is not meant for oval.
Correct. Well, like do school bus drag races.
It's a thought that counts.
Yeah.
And Miss Jubilee, let's talk about
that. I thought that was a good idea.
Okay, who you want in it? Name your top five right now.
Any young ladies?
Jubilee.
Yeah, like you were the judge.
Swimsuits.
Name the five
you want in.
Five people you'd want up there.
Well, that's more of a, I would say, high school, college age type.
So you don't know any of them?
So you want hot girls or you want like grandma winning? How you want the pageant?
We need...
Cougars.
We do that.
Because what?
Well, if I can get this through.
All right. Okay.
Crowd her on Friday night. That way, on the parade Sunday, you can
put her in. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
So there ain't no all sorts of this genius.
Yeah.
No, except for the school bus races, apparently. That wasn't one of my...
Well, yeah. It was an idea.
How about a school bus jump the Wabash?
Well, let's not get carried away.
Huh?
Or Evel Knievel.
And we can have our worst bus driver drive it.
Do we have... Who is our worst bus driver?
We got a lot of them. I'm really down on
it. Really?
Jerry Byram.
Really?
Yeah, he's horrible. Huh. Yeah, Jerry can't. Yeah. Jerry's driving it.
Really?
Yep, and you are in the seat with him. And Rocker.
How'd I get in this?
Doing a play-by-play.
You guys are announcing it.
Yeah. From inside the bus.
Four, Jerry!
There'd be a lot of people watching.
Facebook Live at Baby?
Yep.
Yep. Call Chuck.
You're going to make it?
Call Chuck. What else we got?
I was waiting for you.
That's it?
That's quick.
You know, I do have one bone to pick.
I love it when he gets fired up.
I was a little disappointed, all you Rapid Reds fans. When I did the top 10, well, it wasn't really a top 10 list per se. It was the Reds by position. And there was two likes. And I'm thinking, okay, all these Reds fans are supposedly out and about.
Maybe we didn't like him. You ever thought about that? He wants to lie?
I want you to at least play along.
Suggest other people, maybe.
You had
that would have been good.
really bad. Yeah. Name them.
Crickets.
Jiminy?
Jiminy.
So, Jiminy. Shortstop. Who is your shortstop?
It's not on there because it failed.
Is failed?
Barry Larkin was his shortstop.
Yes, very good.
So, David Concepcion.
Second base, you had Brandon Phillips.
No, I didn't.
Rocker's top 10 Fort Recovery Hall of Famers. Dan Stauman, number one.
Anything wrong with that?
Yep.
Dan bought him a beer. Bought him a drink.
That, and he cried because he wasn't on the coolest guy list.
Harold Feeley.
There you go.
Why is he two?
I'm always two.
Why can't he be number one someday?
Digger doesn't even live in.
Digger
abandoned us.
Ed Snyder.
Another rookie abandoned.
But he was a good neighbor.
Joe Fowler. Nobody lives in Fort Covey.
I know.
Maybe we need to pick up our game, Bubba.
Once a Fort Covey resident, always a Fort Covey resident.
Adam Beach.
No, he's dead.
Oh, never mind then.
Hey, I do think it's worth bringing up that we're close to no longer being a one-stop light town.
Yes.
That's right.
That's exciting.
Yep.
Exciting stuff.
Somebody's ringing.
Not me.
Hey, they're putting the polls in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
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 Big.
Rocker, are you excited?
Polls in?
For the little street light.
Oh, stoplight.
Dang it. Stoplight.
Yeah, he doesn't care because he doesn't drive. He never drives that way.
It's about one block away from me.
Yeah. Half a block from me.
You're going to hear a lot more noise, too.
I don't know if I could.
Can't hear anymore.
Neil was all fired up when I put Larry Dirtson on the list.
Yeah. I didn't make the list, but my neighbor did.
Well, I can understand that.
Oh, never mind.
I don't think he wanted to be on that list, though.
Oh. Oh, you. Oh, there's a. That, yeah. Oh, well, I wish you wouldn't run my neighbor down. He doesn't hurt me any.
But you wish you could have.
No.
Rocker.
Oh, somebody getting better.
Wow. God, he's so grumpy.
He is.
No, I'm just trying to fight
like
back.
Ever since he came in.
I'm trying to defend myself here. All right.
Good job, then. I hate when people interrupt you.
Yep.
Jack.
Yeah, I hate it, too.
Jack, we had this talk, and Jack's already took off his headphones.
Jack's got something going on at 8:30.
Yeah.
He's done with this dog and pony show already.
Bill.
Yeah, you guys are doing something.
Good God. Where's his happy bat?
Who needs
you know what? We should have him as a guest in a couple of weeks to talk about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Politics.
The return of Breakfast with Bill.
Don't kid yourself. There's rumblings. Yes. You're out, but
yeah.
That's what I heard. I heard he's got somebody else. Larry Dirksen, I heard.
No, I think it's Dan Stauman.
Yep.
Oh, Mr. Hall of Famer.
Yep. Yep.
And Harold. Why don't you have Harold?
Oh, yeah.
My favorite Uncle Harold.
Citizen of the day. It's a great game.
Jesus. You ever been Citizen of the Day?
Yes, he has.
Yeah.
You've been Citizen of the Day?
About a year ago.
Have you?
No.
Me? No.
No.
I did. I got it.
Jody has.
And I know.
Why?
Because you're trying to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm on to you, Bond villain.
He's keeping an eye on you.
You ain't shitting.
So. Neil, I'm out
next
of here.
Week.
Yep.
Stay tuned for sports talk.
Yep.
What's left of it?
Yeah.
Next week, Insight will have Laura Winning. And Mike Medler.
Oh, that'd be great.
Medler's furniture is putting furniture in the Simple Touch, and we're going to talk to them about that. And Mike's a former Indiana State Trooper with all kinds of stories to tell. If we get that direction, this sports talk could start at 10 that night. But we'll see if we can keep it under control. Back in just a minute with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those who